From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
It's Thursday, May 13th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. The Colonial Pipeline fallout becomes very clear, and what the UK's cyber experts are saying and why everyone should care. This is the Business of Tech. Well, more fallout from the Colonial Pipeline attack. As the pipeline is now restarted and supply should return to normal within a few days, and the run on fuel continues with panic buying, the technology ramifications also continue. Senator Mark Warner, chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee, is calling for legislation to require private companies to report cyber attacks to the government. The senator is also calling for a rapid response team made up of public and private sector experts and would include the FBI, CISA, and firms like Amazon and Microsoft. President Biden signed a cybersecurity executive order focused on improving the U.S.'s approach, intelligence, and response. The order includes a focus on IT services, leveraging the buying power of the Fed. IT services providers working with the federal government must manage the data about incident response, share information with appropriate agencies, collaborate on investigations, and specifically share threat and incident intelligence. Bloomberg is reporting that Colonial did, in fact, pay a $5 million ransom, and they did so within hours. The tool the hackers provided to decrypt was so slow that the company continued using its own backups to help restore the system. So why do we care? How's that for irony? You pay the ransom, and the tool isn't better than your backups. Of course, ignoring the hackers and restoring from backup doesn't solve the extortion threat. One easy way to make a systematic change is to leverage the buying power of the federal government, and that's what the executive order does. If it's government policy that you have to do disclosures to do business with the Fed, it becomes the norm. I won't be surprised to see a disclosure law becoming federal law, and as a reminder, it's state law for MSPs doing business with state and local government in Louisiana. For most providers, do you have your SOP nailed down for reporting, for incident management? That's the takeaway. Let's turn our attention across the pond to our friends in the UK. The government there is beginning to work on reforming the Computer Misuse Act, the 31-year-old law that manages unauthorized access to computer systems. Now, the UK Home Secretary has launched a call for information on the Act and is now soliciting feedback for revisions. And the UK government has published a safety-focused plan to regulate online content and speech focused on children. This will move into debate and discussion next. The National Cybersecurity Center has updated their security guidance with emphasis on cloud services, remote workers, and ransomware. The center has also announced the addition of an early warning cyber incident notification service designed for alerts about cyber attacks on their networks. Free to use, it's a filtered source of threat intelligence for organizations. The center then issued new advice on security patches. Just turn them to automatically apply, even for enterprises. Quote, patching is now so much easier and so much less risky than it was when we first started doing this stuff. If there's one thing that anyone out there wants to take away, turn on automatic updates, please. Even if you're an enterprise, turn on automatic updates, said Dr. Ian Levy, technical director of the NCSC, speaking at the Cybersecurity Agency's Cyber UK 2021 virtual event. So why do we care? There's a lot here. My UK-based listeners will want to take advantage of those new services as well as respond to those calls for input. That last bit of guidance really stuck with me. Think of the implications. Security experts are saying, just auto-apply patches. If you're a traditional IT provider who's been controlling this setting, your value just reduced. Sure, I don't doubt the value of checking, because trust but verify is a key security principle. But the pitch of, oh, we test everything, just goes out the window when the advice from security experts is to auto-apply. Is the solution to patch management less about management and more about reporting in the future? I'm placing my bet there. PCmatic. Endpoint security built on a zero-trust philosophy, allowing only trusted applications and blocking all the rest. Lightweight, simple to deploy, easy to manage. Find out about PCmatic's unique lead-sharing programs for MSPs, backed by a primetime national TV campaign. Together, we bring advanced security solutions combined with more than sales enablement. We bring actual leads. Find out more about PCmatic by visiting pcmatic.com/MSP. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. Back again tomorrow.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.